All right. So,
welcome
to VIP interview number 3. And we have the wonderful Sherry Hullett, who is our head of our delivery division, recruiter division for clinical over at SRG. How are you doing, Sherry?
I'm good. How are you, Danny?
Well, it's Friday and we've got a whole weekend plus an extra day off. So how can Friday? I'm good. Thank you for asking.
No, it's awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
this is fun.
Don't be silly. Thank you for doing this. So, look, everyone, I hope you're having a great day. And, you know, the purpose of these interviews is to hear from the top people in our company at all levels who are making the business it is today and tomorrow. You know, we talk about becoming the verb. The only way we can do that is by leaders leading by example and building the future together. So I'm really excited about having Sherry. And, you know, Sherry is someone very special to me because I think out of all the people I've worked with over the last year, I think change is a very hard thing. Change can take a bit of time. And I think out of all the people, what I've seen is Sherry become the person she is. When I met her, I don't think Sherry was the person she wanted to be. And so I'm excited for you all to hear the truth behind the story and hear Sherry's, you know, how she's succeeding and how she's come through. And I know that this might be a bit of you showing a bit of vulnerability to people who go, wow, you're a powerhouse, but you're telling us the real truth. But I'm excited for you to share you to the audience. So if we can start with just telling us a little bit about you and your background, and then we'll go for the last year. What does it look like the last year? But tell us a little bit about you first, Sherry.
Yeah, so gosh, I hate saying this because I don't want to give away my age, but I have 27 years in the staffing space. That's crazy. The first 7 years I was in tech, and then the last 20 years I was in clinical research. Mom to 4, a dog mom to 2. One of them is probably bigger than most of anyone's little children. They're 150-pound Great Dane. And I'm a Mimi to 1. My oldest son gave me a little grandson 2 years ago. And I also am the caretaker and legal guardian for my brother, Andrew, who has intellectual disabilities. So he lives with us and we take care of him.
Wow. And I moan about my son who's shoved on his iPad all day. And you've got the Brady Bunch. You've got 6 kids plus the two dogs I'm talking about too. So that's amazing. Thank you, Sherry. So let's start with a year ago. I remember it really well. I came into SRG knowing full well that change was required. And I remember sitting in a strategy day in Boston and seeing you not being really happy. The team wasn't doing that well. We weren't going forward. We were actually going backwards. We had a lot of churn. And I remember having our conversations and it was quite tough. I call it radical candor. We were direct because we care. But I remember asking you a question and I said, what are the 3 things you want people to talk about when they talk about Sherry? And what do they talk about, you know, you today? And it was powerful because you said, I want people to know that I do listen, that I am kind. And I think they do see that now. I think a year ago it was a very different Sherry. So I don't want to put the words in your mouth. I'd love to hear what happened. You know, where were you at then?
Yeah.
And then talk us through this year. Like, what's happened? Because this is a little bit different to maybe the Andy Lim session, which is Andy's like recruitment tips and tricks. This is more about being a leader going through change.
No, and I think it's kind of ironic that this week is Depression and Mental Health Awareness Week. So, and these topics, of course, aren't usually discussed in our work lives, let alone our personal lives. We a lot of times keep that very, very internal. And so, so this is definitely a year, a big year of change for me. And it really, it's hard to believe it's been a year, Danny. I mean, I remember sobbing in our first initial phone calls. And I'm not usually that person. I'm usually very like strong and independent and always smiling. And, you know, maybe some of that is a facade, but I think this last year, I've been through a lot. And I mean, you know this, but not very, and my team knows this, the SRG team knows this, but for everyone else, my husband, for those of you who don't know, my husband suffered a pretty terrible medical illness. He was paralyzed due to a infection in his spinal cord, and it was pretty hard to diagnose. And I mean, I'm in one hospital and fighting for a second opinion. Ended up, Daryl was life flighted from one hospital to another, and then had a 9-hour emergency surgery A year later, the surgeon told us he was surprised that he made it through that surgery, let alone wasn't paraplegic. So I say wasn't paraplegic. He came home in a wheelchair and really has worked really, really hard over this past year. And while he's not 100% now, he is walking and playing golf, and he's, you know, doing pretty darn well, and, you know, can't be more thankful for that. But that during that year, or that really the initial 3 months, I mean, we had, you're right, SRG was not in a great place. There were a lot of challenges. And then also I had the challenges at my house. You know, I had to try to juggle work and being there for my husband and taking care of a couple teenagers and the animals and my brother and all the household things. And I realized really quickly how much my husband actually did around here. But that was pretty much the beginning. Like, that time was really, and you coming here was really the beginning of a big change for me.
Thank you for sharing that. So when you look at the year you've been through, what has been, if you were to say to a few people, the things, you know, I always like people having takeaways, Sherry, so they can learn, yeah. Hopefully from my faults and my pain and my experiences of, you know, look, trust me, this is what you should do. If you go back to a year ago, what do you think was the struggle from a business point of view? Because obviously from a personal point of view, you have a lot on, you know, not only the four kids, the two dogs, you also had a husband that you had to take care of. Plus you had a team, plus you were moving to a new job, plus you had all the other things that were going on. So if you think about, if you consider what happened then and what you did to change it, what would you say, you know, happened?
Well, I think I've always compartmentalized things. And so it's like, I remember like one of my first jobs that I had, my boss was like, you know, don't bring in drama to the work. And I'm not saying bring in your drama to work, but I just, you know, putting your work hat, your work things in a work container, and then your personal life in a personal container. And when everything was kind of going on with my husband and my family, like my personal life, I really couldn't contain it anymore. And it was really, you know, challenging from that emotional perspective and my mental health. And I really had to blend, you know, my personal life and my work life in order to really accomplish everything that I needed to accomplish. And once I started opening up, and the SRG team was absolutely wonderful. They were very supportive of me during this time. But what I didn't realize by compartmentalizing, it was making me somewhat detached. So, you know, and as we like it or not, we spend a lot of time with our work families, right? We spend a lot of time, a large portion of our days dedicated to our work. So our lives and our careers do intertwine, whether we like it or not. So I think by always trying to compartmentalize in my past, it really did make me unable to have the relationships that I needed to have with my colleagues in order to, you know, to help develop them or help I feel like I've made me kind of somewhat cold, maybe. So I think, you know, right, by sort of me opening up and becoming more vulnerable, and I realized how, you know, how much of an impact that makes just to the work culture myself. And yeah, I mean, we were going through a tough time, just, you know, a lot of change here at SRG, my role. And I've always been one that I've thought I could adapt pretty easily. And I think, you know, I'm always when I try to look forward and not look back to say, oh, that happened to me, therefore this is the reason why it's a problem today. Like, I'm always looking forward to say, okay, this happened, so what can I learn from it? And so that would be the takeaway, two takeaways. Definitely, if you're a person that compartmentalizes, I'm not saying bring in your drama, because, you know, the little things, but the big things, it's definitely important to make sure you have those relationships. And I think the other piece is around the not compartmentalizing things, but then also like being able to adapt and be flexible and realizing. So one of the things that we did, Danny, is during one of the conversations that we had, was you had suggested that I do the radical candor, that I have a 360 with my peers and my team. And it was really then that I realized that, you know, I mean, nobody really had anything terrible to say about me, but it did make me realize that perhaps I didn't listen as well, or I had kind of my own agenda and I just charged forward with it. And it was really, and it by listening and then adapting to what people had to say, and just kind of there were some common themes that really helped me realize that it is better to just be out more authentically to yourself. I mean, that's really what it is, because it's like the me outside of work is that way. So why do I have to be a different person here inside of the organization? So if that makes sense.
I completely make sense. Bring your whole self, your authentic mm-hmm. self, and so much more. But I think one thing you should be very proud about is how much you did adapt, but you developed, you created, very clear lines of communication to me and the leadership team, as well as to staff, about what was required. Sorry about the noise in the background, if you can hear it. So if you look at the last 9 months of 2022, you know, forget about the first 3 months, you know, it's about learning together about what our strategy was going to be, our team was going to look like, our structure, etc. Take me through the last 9 months. Take me through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I love our team. We have such a great team. And the culture, I never really realized what a critical component culture was to the workplace until the culture wasn't good. And once there was the change, the leadership change, it became like just a whole different environment. And largely in part, you know, to you coming here and just, I feel like supporting colleagues and offering kindness in a time of need was like the biggest thing that I got from this group. And I think we really do treat each other more like friends, and we are getting to know our colleagues like people, not just coworkers. It's really nice and it's refreshing. And of course, we had a rough start to September with the loss of one of our teammates, and that really demonstrated that we are family throughout that time, because we were all there for each other, talking to each other in the evenings, on the weekends, you know, really just making sure that we were all okay, because that was, you know, it was a shock to all of us. And that's different. And I don't think that you would see that in very many places. It's really nice. And the other thing that's the biggest change is just working hard to inspire each other and see the best in each other and want success for each other. Like many staffing agencies are super, super competitive with each other internally. We're very much a collaborative team environment here. We want everybody to succeed. And it's really, really nice. That is refreshing. And with the celebrations that we have for each other is nice. I would say prioritizing trust with each other, mutual respect, having gratitude, being having that level of integrity, you know, it's all important. And I think we see that we all have that here.
I love that. Just bear with me one moment. You're gonna have to edit this because I've just got to close this door. The noise is coming out. Thank you for that, no Sherry. Worries. And, you know, I think if you consider the year you've been through, you know, we've now worked together for a year. I think we talk about one, you know, it's not the strongest and most intelligent that survive, it's those who can adapt. And I'm not saying you're not strong or intelligent. I'm saying the key, though, was adapting for the right reason. It wasn't just adapting for the sake of my career or a good job. It's like, I want to adapt because I want to be a better person. I want to be happier. Like, happiness is everything. And I want to be able to give my true self every day and develop that true self versus putting it away in a box. And I think that's what you've really, really done. And I like the whole, I like what you said there, prioritize trust. We should believe in the good. Yeah, we should believe that everyone who we work with thinks the right way, thinks in the good. But our job as leaders is to lead with direction, lead with strategy, lead by example. And I think you've done that and so much more. So it's great to hear how much difference the culture is. I think we can see it based upon our retention. You know, we're not churning out people. People right. want to be here. They see their future here. They're bringing in their friends, their colleagues. We're having, you know, we were talking about this week, both, you know, Nick coming back to SRG, Caitlin at Lorien. That says everything about the culture we have and the people we have here. So think about the future. You know, everything's about our why. Why are we here? Because we want to achieve this or have that. What's the future look like for Sherry?
Well, I definitely want to, I mean, what attracted me to coming to SRG was that it was, you know, a little division within a big organization, probably very similar, you know, a lot of the same reasons that you might have been attracted to the organization. But I definitely wanted to see it take off and grow. And I think there's a lot of potential with the organization. And part of that growth, you know, I want to continue to grow in my career as well. And, you know, I know, I just did a pageant. And part of the reason that I did a pageant was to continue to challenge myself and with the confidence, like walking around in high heels in a swimsuit. Like, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that would be me. But that really challenged me in a lot of ways. And it's not about like the physical appearance, it's really truly just about that inner confidence and finding some lost confidence that I had in myself. So I just mentioned that because I feel like there's, you know, that was kind of the why. And that's, you know, definitely part of my plan is I feel like we're always still learning. We're always growing. And it's important for us to do that and continue to change and adapt. But in order for me to continue to grow my career, I definitely know that I have to develop my team. And, you know, I guess one thing you can only really promise in the corporate world is that change is inevitable, right? So it's important to adapt and be flexible. I mean, that's just what it is. It's just what we have to do. And my team knows, as we grow I'm very excited for the potential for sure. There is so much potential within SRG and within the organization as a whole, within STEM, within Impellum. So in order for me to do that, I know I have to, you know, grow my team, give them the tools. And part of that is, you know, being a coach and a mentor, making sure that they understand the how, not just the how, right? Not just how you do something. You can see how you do things in Dynamics, for example, but the why behind it is, and the why behind the decision making, and how when you do this and you don't do that, it impacts. And really just making sure that people understand the bigger picture so that they can, you know, they can continue the legacy and the growth, you know, as we grow. So, you know, it's just really, you know, truly anything is possible when you have the right people there to support you. So.
I love that. Thank you, Sherry. So just to round it up, I always like to know, like, if there was a call for courage to people or one thing that you would recommend, would be anything you would leave this call with to the people at Impellum, to those who are following your footsteps?
I think it's authenticity. And I just think, and I just looked over at the virtuoso circle, it's on my screen, but that authenticity is the first word that popped into my mind. I think that's the biggest difference for me, is just be yourself, be who you are, be true to yourself. And don't be afraid to grow and change and move forward. Cause sometimes you do have to, and that's the thing with that job. And I forgot to say in this last year, I did take a step back. Yeah. I did take that step back in being responsible for delivery for all of SRG, just to being responsible for clinical. And yes, it was a blow to my ego, but I realized you have to pull back the arrow in order for it to fly. So I think, you know, that's just not, I don't know. I'm terrible at analogies. So that's just the first thing that popped in my head.
Well, you just made that up on the spot. That was fantastic.
I don't know, but I feel like you know, you do have to sometimes take that step back in order to see the bigger picture. Yeah. And just don't be afraid of that. Things just will fall into place.
Yeah. Or like Gloria Estefan said, you take one step back, two steps forward type thing. So, and I've seen a growth in you. And like I talk to you all the time about, you know, you can do so much and so much more. Once you build your team and succession, you know, you hand over the baton to someone else to run with. We know the sky's the limit for someone like you. So look, thank you for everything. Thank you for believing in the vision, in the future, and also making such an impact in the today for your staff and the change that we went through, which was a huge amount of change. But, you know, when you look at today and the performance and the success coming through with SRG, it just feels so good to see that all the stuff that you're doing with the team is making such an impact to the lives of so many. So thank you for everything, Sherry. And thank you for doing this interview as well.
Thank you so much, Danny. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, everybody. And thank you again, Sherry. And thank you, Benita, who's behind the scenes being our director, producer, and so on. Brilliant.